This will be fairly quick and hopefully of interest to some of y'all here today. I've done just an absolute ton of producer meetings talking about the new seed cotton program, and the question I always got is this an actual useful safety net for producers? So I'm going to talk about my opinion is that, in fact, this is a pretty good safety net for producers, the seed cotton program. And then it doesn't take all that much extrapolation to say, okay, this is maybe some of the economic impact for the state of Texas. So kind of an exercise in what-ifs here. What if the seed program, as it was passed in the Bipartisan Budget Act, was part of the 2014 Farm Bill? I've had to, both PLC and ARC were introduced in the 14 Farm Bill. Cotton, as you know, was left out. So what would have happened if the seed cotton program as it was passed last year was actually in the 14 Farm Bill? I had to make a bunch of assumptions here. I had to make some assumptions on, how producers would have allocated their base acres, how they would, what their program yields would have been, and then what program they actually chose to participate in. You can see my assumptions there. I assume that 85% of our base acres would be allocated to seed cotton. I used the standard 90% of the 8 through 12 average cotton yield, and then I'm assuming that 85% of our farms were in PLC. I'm going to jump to the results, and then we'll go back and I'll give you some background information on why I used what I based some of those assumptions on. These are my results here. Got market year average price and the PLC payment rate for each year. Those were posted by FSA. I broke things down based on irrigated acres, dry land acres, and when I visit with producers and we spend time talking about dollars per base acre, I'm pretty comfortable telling these guys that that I do in fact think that there's some decent safety net provisions for them in this seed cotton program. Irrigated acres, the returns average, what is it, $30 to $71 an acre, $72 an acre. Dry land, a low of $9 in 16 and $23 back in 2014. So again, there's some pretty decent safety net aspects to this. We sum these up across the acres that were planted in the state and some of my assumptions. We get to a pretty big number that maybe makes some people a little nervous. But I'm estimating over $700 million of benefit to Texas producers. So, sounds like a big number, but again, you look at the acres involved, you can see what some of those acres, the dollars figure per base acres are. This day and age, everything, people want everything in terms of, dollars and jobs. So, I took the previous table, gave that to some of our, economic impact guys on campus, and, they ran it through their software and, you know, factoring in all of the other contributions to the Texas economy, that $700 million would have generated about $1.4 billion of economic impact. So again, a good safety net for the producers, but this program would also had a huge impact on the Texas economy. And again, that $1.4 billion of economic activity would have generated about 3,000 full and part-time jobs. So again, my focus was more on at the farm level, but I also get some questions as to the impact this would have had on the whole state as I was doing some of those producer programs. Any questions here? Anybody want to take exception to any of these numbers before we go any further? I'm going to kind of walk through how we got to some of these numbers here for the next couple minutes. So how did we get here? What we're looking at here is the state of Texas from FSA had 7.2 million acres of base, of generic base, cotton base that was frozen with the last farm bill. Then you can see here is our upland plantings from 2008 through 2017, and the percent of our base acres that were planted for each of those years. The 9 through 12 look-back period that we used for reallocating our base, Texas was only planted about 85% of our base acres to cotton. So that's what I based that assumption on when I made those allocations. What we're looking at here, it's kind of a jumbled up, it's kind of confusing, but I've tried to highlight some of the information that I used on this table. Again, total Texas upland acres on the far left, but then I broke that down between irrigated and non-irrigated. And the bottom line is about 35% of our cotton acres are irrigated, 65% of our cotton acres are non-irrigated. And I used some of those numbers when I created that results table and in calculating irrigated benefits and non-irrigated benefits. I've also got per planted acre yields there for both, and the highlighted the portions of that table that are highlighted is the look back period that was utilized in establishing what the program yields were going to be, and I just assumed that we would use 90% of that simple average of those years. In all honesty, I've probably underestimated the impact of this farm program because not all of the guys are going to be able, that 90% of that 8 through 12 look back period, a lot of times their yields were actually, their earlier yields were actually above that. So they weren't going to update. They were going to stick with the yields that they had, which were higher than these. So because of that, I'm probably underestimating the impact of this program to Texas just a little bit. But you can see here, irrigated yields, 692 pounds and 223 pounds for non-irrigated yields. The one place that I'm probably going to expose myself to a fair amount of criticism that I can't necessarily defend is the percent of farms that I said were going to participate in PLC. What you're looking at here is just the major, the covered commodities that are grown in Texas, their base acres and the acres that were signed up into PLC and then the acres that were signed up into ARC. And if you just simply took a simple average, about 84% of our total crop acres in Texas were signed up into PLC. The other 16% went to ARC. You look at some of the bigger crops, though, for us, corn, not much of that went to PLC, but our grain sorghum and wheat, a huge chunk of that actually went PLC. But again, the overall average was about 84% of those acres went to PLC in Texas. I just made the assumption we were going to use 85% and drive on. I didn't delve real deep into how or why those percentages were for this analysis, but I'm acknowledging that this might be the one area where there might be some deficiencies in my analysis. Probably on the low side, the participation in PLC probably is going to be higher than 85% when we sign up next year. The drought issues, the hurricane issues that Jody was discussing this morning is going to be reflected in a few more ARC acres this time, but long term we'll probably see the participation rate in PLC become a little bit higher. The other thing to keep in mind here is had we had these PLC program in place, we probably would not have received the cotton ginning cost share payments. You know, some of that $700 million benefit that I just showed is basically offsetting what we would have got or what we did receive from the ginning cost share program. Questions? Anybody want to take large exceptions to some of my assumptions?